Alright, hello everybody, this is Harrison. You were listening to Stranger Ways on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Trust Freeform Radio. Got some Zappa and Mothers up to you first. This is Inca Roads. Enjoy.
Thank you.
I'm sorry about that. Something's up in the studio, and my aux isn't working. So we're just going to move on to the next song. But thanks for tuning in, everybody. That was the first two-thirds of Inca Roads by Frank Zappa. So I'm going to go ahead and get this next record on. Got a Gaucho by Steely Dan up next. And hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Everybody, that was Gaucho from the record Gaucho by Steely Dan. Their last real classic record from that incredible run from Can't Buy a Thrill. I absolutely love that song. Love Gaucho. Don't think it gets enough love. I'll say that about every single Steely Dan record except for Asia. I really think all of them are underrated in one way or another. Gaucho is amazing, though. Sorry about that rough start there. Having some studio issues, got a phone call, record player was being weird. I think I've sorted everything out, so I apologize for a little bit of a rocky start. We're going to move into some Daniel Donato, who over this past week released Reflector. So congratulations to him and the rest of the band. Here's a track called Dance in the Desert, which I saw as an encore a couple weeks ago at the Sinclair. One of my favorites. Enjoy.
Turns to dust. at you.
All right, Dance in the Desert, Daniel Donato, off of his new album, Reflector, full of some really great material, a lot of stuff that previously was only played live, so it's cool to have some studio recordings of it. Don't have the vinyl quite yet. It's in possession of my brother at the moment, so excited to finally get my hands on it in a couple weeks and, you know, comb through it more meticulously. From one kind of voice in country music to another, we're going over to some Tyler Childers now, who I don't know how I haven't played on this show yet, considering how much I listen to him and how much I enjoy him. Here's a track from his debut record called Purgatory, produced by Sturgill Simpson, of course. This is White House Road. Enjoy.
Damn good feeling to run these roads.
right, White House Road by Tyler Childress off his self-titled debut record. Or not self-titled, his debut record. I don't know why I said self-titled. Up next, got some Bob Dylan, because of course we do. More Blood on the Tracks. Here's one of my favorite tracks from that record. This is Simple Twist of Fate. Enjoy.
They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. A saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat-up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup above a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. Room was bare, he didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care, pushed the window open wide, felt that emptiness inside to which he just could not relate, brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clock, walks along with a parrot that talks, hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the rain. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on this simple twist of fate.
Right, Bob Dylan, Blood on the Track, Simple Twist of Fate. One of Jerry's favorites too. Played it pretty frequently with JGB, of course. Up next, got a group on here. Got a group up next who I never really play on here, but I enjoyed a fair bit. Got some Smiths. If any of you are following the film world somewhat closely, you'll know that David Fincher's new film, The Killer, just came out and has a soundtrack full of Smith songs because, of course, what else would a totally sociopathic assassin listen to other than the Smiths? Here's a song that is in the movie and is also one of my favorites from probably their best record, The Queen is Dead. This is Big Myth Strikes Again. Enjoy.
Busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
Well, thank you, Willie. So before that, you heard Big Myth Strikes Again by the Smiths. And just another word about the Fincher movie. It's very good. I think it loses steam a bit. The first 30 minutes are ridiculously strong, and then everything else is good, but it doesn't really reach that level. Super like self-referential and kind of making fun of everybody who idolizes some of the characters in his previous movies. I think specifically like the Tyler Durden crowd, and this movie's directly calling them out, which is great because I don't really like Fight Club, largely because of the people who are overly obsessed with it. I think it's a fine movie, but yeah, Killer was great. It's on Netflix, so you have no excuse to not go watch it. It's really good. Also, I hate Netflix because of the compression. Half this movie is shot at night, and it looks terrible because Netflix just absolutely compresses it to a point where the dark colors kind of look like green and blue, whatever. See it in a theater if you can. See it on Blu-ray whenever that comes out. But again, it's on Netflix. And if you have Netflix, you got no excuse. Up next, one of my favorite Europe 72 shows. Haven't played it in a while on here. Here we've Beat It On Down the Line from April 8th, 1972, Wembley Empire Pool. I hope you enjoy. They're taking their time tuning. Beat It On Down the Line from April 8th, 1972, Wembley Empire Pool. It's a really fun section of the show. They go right into Tennessee Jed, which is an all-time version of that song. So yeah, go listen. I love the Europe 72 tour. It's good stuff. I love the treatment that they've given these shows on vinyl, and I want to see the same for some 80s shows because I really want one in my collection, and they just don't really exist. So it is what it is. Yesterday was Neil Young's 78th birthday, so join me in wishing a happy belated birthday to Neil Young. Hope he sticks around for another 78. Got song from On the Beach. This is Walk On.
I hear some people been talking me down. craze. Then the money was not so good, but we still did the best we could. Ooh, baby, that's hard to change. I can't tell them how to feel. Some get stoned, some get
All right, Walk On by Neil Young. His birthday was yesterday, but today is Dan's 21st birthday. So happy birthday, Dan, and see you later tonight. So we're going to slow things down a little bit here. Last week, I played Me and Bobby McGee by Kris Kristofferson. I was talking about how he was an excellent songwriter for his own material, but was arguably even better for the stuff that he sent to other musicians. Here's another song from that first record of his, but recorded by a different artist. This is For the Good Times by Al Green, and I absolutely love this song. I prefer this version over Kris Kristofferson's by like a million times. I don't even know really how to quantify it, but this is one of my favorite Al Green tracks, and yeah, I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. For the Good Times, Al Green.
So sad, I know it's over. But life goes on, and this world keeps on turning. Let's just be glad we had this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head,
lay your head
on my pillow, sweet baby. Hold your warm and tender body close to. The whisper of the raindrops blow softly against my window late at night.
Make believe
you love me,
make
one more time. For the good times, I I'll get along. And I'm sure you'll find another. But baby, please remember, I'll be here. I'm gonna stay right here. If you should ever find you need me, yeah, don't say a word about tomorrow or forever and ever and ever and ever. There'll be time enough for severance when you leave me. For the good time, oh yeah, for the good time. One time, girl. One time. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Oh, baby. Won't you hear that whisper? Hear that whisper? Oh, the raindrops. Oh, the raindrops. Blowing softly. Against my window, oh, oh, oh. All you gotta do
make
is, all you gotta do is make believe
make
you love me one more time. For the good times. For the good times. Here's what you ought to do is
bang your head.
So one of country's best songwriters writing a song for one of soul's best singers. I don't think it gets more fun than that. For the Good Times, Al Green, written by Kris Kristofferson. Been talking a lot about the Billy Strings and Goose Europe tour that is kind of going on side by side, which is, I think, a lot of fun. You know, if people are already flying over for one band, chances are they're going to want to see the other. So stacking them was a really smart move on the tour manager's part. I'm going to play some Billy Strings from his opening European show in Amsterdam on the 6th of November. He's been pulling out some really fun covers recently. Last night he played Planet Caravan by Black Sabbath, which, if you know that song, good track. Was hoping to play that, but Nugs, as always, is being slow in releasing the soundboards. So we have the two shows from, I guess, last week. And features a really great Shady Grove in the second set of that first show, and I absolutely love this song. Would love to see Billy play it one day, but this will have to do for the time being. So yeah, here's Shady Grove from Amsterdam on the 6th of November by Billy Strings. Thank you.
the prettiest brown. She's the darling of my heart, sweetest little girl in town. If I had a big fine horse and a grain to feed him on, she'd grow up and stay at home and feed him when I'm gone. She'd grow up my little love, she'd grow up, I say. She'd grow up my little love, I'm bound to go away. Shady Grove, standing in the door, shoes and stockings in her hand, little bare feet on the floor. Now kiss from pretty little Shady Grove's as sweet as brandy wine, and there ain't no girl in this whole world prettier than mine. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I said, Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. When I was a little boy, I wanted a Barlow knife. Now I want little Shady Grove to say she'll be my wife. If I had a needle and thread as fine as I could sew, I'd sew my little girl to my side, and down the road we'd go. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. If I had me a glass of wine and meat and bread for two, I'd put it out on a golden plate and give it all to you. Well, peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall, if I can't have my Shady Grove, no one, no gal at all. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away.
Some good Appalachian folk music. Shady Grove, Billy Strings, live from Amsterdam. All right, got one song left for you, and it's more Daniel Donato, because he included a reprise for Dance in the Desert at the end of his record, which I think is a lot of fun, and I wish that more studio recordings incorporated this kind of thinking, especially when you're, like, you know, a jam-based artist. I think it works really well. So here's Dance in the Desert reprise. Thank you so much for joining me on Stranger Waves this week. I will be back next week for another show, and then we're going to discuss me being away for a little bit. But yeah, here's Dance in the Desert reprise, and then I'm going to hand it off to the next DJ. Thanks so much for tuning in. This has been Harrison on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Keep your dials tuned to WMFO.
I tremble in awe. Oh, why did my queen?